thank you for joining us for this episode of Journey Now, produced by Journey Church in Brentwood, Tennessee. Join us online or in person on Sundays at 9:30 and 11 a.m. For more information on Journey Church and our gatherings, visit journeytn.com.
Hi, everyone. Merry Christmas to you and all those you love. My name is Susie Lind, and I'm one of the pastors here at Journey, and I'm so grateful to get to share a little bit of space with you on this Christmas day. This year for Advent, I've been making my way through a book called Celebrating Abundance by Walter Brueggemann. This is the second year I've gone through this book, so it's become very special to me this time of year. As I was reading today, I was reminded of just how timeless the Word of God is. Because you see, the reading today is from Isaiah, who was a prophet speaking to a specific group of people in a specific time and place. But the nature and spirit of the words that he was sharing with them reflects God's heart for his people still today. So even as relevant as it has been for Walter Brueggemann to share these words with us, I believe they're relevant for us today on Christmas Day 2020. So I'd love to share it with you. And it begins with a reading from Isaiah in chapter 43, verse 18. Do not remember the former things or consider the things of old. I'm about to do a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Christmas is especially for those of us whose lives are scarred and hurt in debilitating ways. Raise your hand if you've felt scarred or hurt in 2020. Of course, that means all of us. You see, Christmas is not finally about a baby and all that romantic business or that tinselized business as we spoke about at Journey this year. Christmas is about a word from God addressed to the world in its exhaustion. A weary world rejoices, right? This word from the book of Isaiah is addressed to displaced persons who were mired down and beaten and about to give up. I don't know many people who didn't feel mired down, beaten, or felt like giving up this year. A lot has changed, and a lot of us have been displaced or disrupted with what we had in mind for this year. The people in Isaiah's story kept playing old songs and going over and over and over the old hurts and quarrels and old failures and old sins and old defeats. But the word of God at Christmas is for all those who are disqualified in two simple parts. The first part is this: do not remember former things. Think about how much energy we use on former things. We may do this in two ways, neither of which helps us. We may remember the good old days back when it was right, and we remember with such yearning and nostalgia and romance. For us, right now, we think about when things were normal, right? Before the pandemic, before the masks, before things shut down, before. And we may likely remember things much better than they really were. And we say things like, I can't wait for things to go back to normal. Or we think in 2021, things might magically change or go back to the way that they were. Or conversely, we may remember all the negatives. We go over the past in shame, wishing we had not said what we said or done what we did. We know our guilt and we go over it. Or we remember how hurt we were and angry, and we remember how badly we were treated. We enjoy the past either way, in anger or in guilt, because it's so precious to us and we treasure our hurt. But then the gospel comes. Do not remember former things. Christmas, when God speaks clearly and when God acts decisively, is a time for letting go and forgetting and giving up and releasing all that has passed. I mean, I think for probably the majority of us, this Christmas looks a lot different than what we're used to. Our celebrations look different. Our travel looks different. Maybe our financial situation and the way that we're giving looks different. But it's a time for letting go and forgetting and giving up and releasing all that's past. And not forgetting, like not remembering, but but maybe giving up some of the control of what we think it should look like. The second part of this word from God, spoken on Christmas Day, is this: Behold, I'm doing a new thing. That word is the central fact of the Bible and the key to our gospel faith. That is the good news of great joy for all the people, for us. The reason we may forget what is old and past is that it's being powerfully displaced by what is new and healing and liberating. The poet adds, with a little impatience, "Do you not perceive it? Haven't you noticed the newness God is working?" Christmas Day is a day to stop and notice the newness that God is giving that lets our life start over in a fresh place. The newness that God wrought at Christmas was sending into the world this Jesus who is beyond our imagination, who brought healing and grace everywhere he went, who forgave and transformed and called people out beyond themselves to a newness they could never have imagined. I'm doing a new thing. It's easy for us to be held down and held back from the pain or glories of the past. It's easy for us to be held down by this thought that keeps us stuck, which is, I just want things to go back to normal. So I wonder today, on this Christmas Day, if you have a few moments to just take a deep breath in and reflect. Not just right now, but throughout the day, reflect on the things that God has shown you this year. What light has He brought into the darkness for you? What's been revealed? How have you noticed God's doing a new thing? God, we know it's easy for us to be held down, held back by the past or our expectations of the present. Would you help us in perceiving this wondrous new thing you're doing in our world through the birth of your Son, Jesus, the one who's come to make all things new? Would you help us pay attention and open our eyes to see your presence among us? In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Thanks for listening. If you've enjoyed these episodes, please consider helping us continue to produce them with a financial gift. Go to journeytn.com/give to learn more.